Ooh, hi. What an intro. Well, Good Girl 1980 just posted this questionnaire, and of course, I have to answer it now. I gotta. It's the rules. So, I have my tea with me, as I usually do. Let's get it. I haven't read the questions yet. I've only skimmed them a little. So, this might be bad, or it might not be bad. We'll see. It'll be an adventure. Okay. Number one. Favorite hot drink on a cold winter's day? Well, usually some sort of herbal tea. Ooh, no. I had my everyone knows how much I love tea. And for Christmas, my friend got me she got me this mug that I'm drinking out of right now, and she stuffed it with a bunch of really fancy tea bags. I don't know where she got them, and like, 'cause they were all different and they're all special, and it was the best gift ever. And I use this mug every day, and I've been chipping away at the teas that she's gotten me. But one of the ones that she got me was this, it was this like really spicy chai, and I liked it. And I'm not about to rummage through the trash can to see what the label was, but I forget what it was. But it was good, and it was spicy, and it was different from anything I've ever had before. So more of that, please. Number two, if we were on a night out, what would we be drinking? I do not know. I've only been truly drunk one time in my life, and I have had alcohol like a couple times. Ooh, sangria. Sangria is a good one. I like it. I dig it. Sangria. Let's get a nice pitcher of sangria, and we'll hashtag live. Favorite author, number three. Let's see. I don't want to give away my age here, but I feel like I already have, just from existing. But Cassandra Clare, who writes the Mortal Instruments series and the Infernal Devices and all that, all those YA Shadowhunter books, yes, back in the olden days, back in middle school, got hooked on them. And she's not done. She's nowhere near done. She's still pumping them out. So I'm gonna be a grown ass woman. I'm going to be 50 fucking years old and still reading these Shadowhunter books that are about like 16-year-old kids. So I wish my answer was more academic, but she's good. She's really good at planting things early on and then having them come up later, and she's just a very good storyteller. Four, place in the world you'd most like to sit and watch the sunrise. That's a good one. Last year, a bunch of my friends and I went down to the shore. Oh shit, y'all know where I am from. Yeah. What? What was that sentence? Y'all know where I'm from now because I said shore, but. Well, we went down to the shore and we got a beach house. And my one friend was like, I really want to see the sunrise one morning, just with everyone. So our fucking teenage asses got up at like 5 a.m. so we could watch the sunrise together on the roof of this beach house. And it was the most beautiful thing. And it was with people that I loved. Whether or not I love them still is debatable, but at the time it was very nice. And so yeah, the beach, I guess. that situation. I would like to recreate that situation, basically. It was a good one. It was a good one. Number five. A famous person, from now or in the past, slides into bed with you right now. Who do you want it to be? Ah, shit, man. Oh, no. Oh, no. Who do I want it to be? Okay, I'm looking at my bed. I'm thinking about it. Right, so this bed, this particular bed. Alright, well, I've got... Oh! No, I know who I want it to be. She's... You probably won't know who she is, but she's famous in my heart. Gabby Dunn of Just Between Us, the hit series. Because I was thinking before, what's it called? Bridget Regan. Because I am obsessed with Bridget Regan at the moment. But I don't think she's gay. But Gabby's gay. Ooh, Gabby would sleep with me. Yeah. Oh. Number six. What is the best approach someone has ever made to you that led to a romantic / sexy encounter or that made you wish it could if you're unavailable? I don't know. I don't think... I'm trying to think of when I'm blanking. Okay, I forget what it's called, but the thing in, like, Japanese dramas and, like, animes and stuff, where the guy, like, puts his head, like, the girl's against the wall, the guy, like, puts his hand up against the wall and, like, corners her or whatever. I forget what that's called, but it's, like, such a thing. Yeah, so I had, this is kind of unrelated, but my guy friend, it's complicated, but he came over, and, other people were over too, and he was like, hey, do the thing to me, and I was like, well, he said it, but I can't remember what it is, and I was like, what is that, and I'm like, you know, that thing, the wall, and I was like, you're so much taller than me, I can't do that, So what I did was, I had one foot on my roommate's bed, and the other foot on the closet door. So I was, like, above him, and then I had him cornered, and then I did the thing, and I, like, this is a really bad description, and I, like, slammed my hand against the wall, and I had him cornered, and everyone was like, oh my god! But, yeah, he's a girlfriend now. She's awesome. She's really funny. They have the same. They're very similar. They have a very similar sense of humor. But yeah, he's taken. And when he's taken, he's a. I'm rambling too much, but that situation. Just. I guess that was. I don't... Never mind. Continuing. Seven. Hot chocolate by the fire? Or... Sure. On the beach. I just had a mini stroke there. Hot chocolate by the fire! Yes. I do love a good hot chocolate by the fire, but I do love the beach. My stomach made a weird noise. Okay. Next question. Number eight. Is there a non-obvious part of a person's body that you always check out before you decide if you're really attracted to them? No. No, I don't have a go-to, really. I'm attracted to different people for different reasons. And what does non-obvious count? Like, ooh, they got nice elbows. Them elbows, though. Because I don't look at people's elbows. But I like necks. I like graceful necks on girls. And I guess the necks aren't that important to me on guys. Oh no. Yeah, I like necks. I like necks and collarbones and shoulders. I really like that area. It's a good one. Yeah. Number 9. Should I, or another, no good girl, 1980, you, please, and thank you. Should I kiss your neck, nibble your ears, or smack your butt to immediately get your attention? We just discussed this. Oh, people outside, ah, oh, shit. It's fine. I'm a mumbler. No one ever knows what I'm saying. Back to the question. Should I? Neck. Yes, neck. Very neck. I just talked about this. I'm very into that general area of the body. Neck, collarbones, shoulders. All the neck kisses. Please and thank you. Yes. What do you wear in bed when it's just you alone? I just talked about this. I just made an audio today. And I talked about it. But, well, I usually just wear a big shirt and then no pants. Yeah, that's it. A nice comfy shirt. And then, regardless of the season, because my room is stuffy as fuck. Yeah. Cool. I did it. I answered all the questions. I liked these. These were nice. I had a good time. I rambled, though. But apparently, people around these parts like rambles. So. I don't know why. That wasn't leading anywhere. But. Yeah. Maybe I can do that higher voice now. I don't wanna. I'm gonna keep it right here. Okay, I should go now. I've answered all the questions. And the questions have been answered by me. And that was a passive construction. But I don't use passive constructions because I actively answered these questions. Okay, now I'm completely rambling. Bye-bye.